From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, no, don't get up. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Wednesday, May 21st. The year is 2008. How much money would I have to pay you to convince you to stay in bed for, let's say, 2 months?
Wait, I'm confused. You'd be paying me?
Yeah, I'm going to pay you.
I'd jump at that. Name your price.
Are you
serious? Oh, wait, this is bad bargaining.
80 days?
You speak to a man who gets by on 3 hours sleep with the one-year-old and the 3:30 wake-up time.
I don't know. I don't know if you could do it, Pesca.
Also,
there might be a bet on the horizon. I see a bet coming
also,
up.
Also, most of the inconvenience in my life is preceded by the following phrase. While you're up. And if you're never up in the first place,
then you're always down.
So we'll talk to a guy who's outsmarted the system.
Has he?
Well, A guy with my respect. He's part of the NASA Bed Rest Study. And to simulate the effect of weightlessness on the human body, they have had him laying in bed, yes, angling his head slightly below his feet for 80 days. He stood up once in 80 days.
So crazy.
He'll talk to us from his bed where he has been for 80 days.
And remember that YouTube video where they did like the surprise performance of Where the Streets Have No Name from atop a liquor store in the city somewhere? Well,
all right. First of all, it was Los Angeles. And second of all, I mean,
why
it
you gotta
was
be
a,
like that.
It was a
why
Beatles
you
ripoff.
Be like-
I mean, I loved it, but you know, do our cultural references not extend past 1989?
Okay, we'll push the horizon. Fine.
Let's get back at the top of Apple Records.
Okay, yeah. Pay attention. We did the same thing, except it was Langhorne Slim instead of U2, and it was Bryant Park instead of a liquor store. We're going to hear some music and talk to producers Dan Pashman and Wynn Rosenfeld about their raid of Bryant Park.
It was cool. And William P. Young wrote a novel called The Shack. It was about a man's encounter with God. He wrote it for his kids. All he wanted was for the book to be bound, and it became a bestseller. We'll get headlines in a minute, but first. A tough diagnosis for Senator Ted Kennedy, brain cancer. The 76-year-old Massachusetts Democrat remains in the hospital in Boston as doctors work out a treatment regimen for a malignant glioma, the most common form of adult brain cancer.
The senator's treatment is likely to consist of radiation and chemotherapy. NPR science correspondent Richard Knox lays out Kennedy's prognosis.
Generally for gliomas, the prognosis is not good, but we really do have to be careful here at this stage as we don't know what type and grade of glioma the senator has. A more favorable type might respond to treatment so well that he could, you know, outlive the cancer. On the worst end, a glioma is among the worst kind of cancers you can get, and it can kill within a year. But, you know, we shouldn't jump to conclusions.
The senator's wife, Vicky, said of the diagnosis, we've been pitched a real curveball. But she also said her husband is in good spirits and is, quote, leading us all as usual with his calm approach to getting the best information possible.
Reaction was quick in the Senate, where Kennedy has served for 46 years. Across the political spectrum, senators spoke of Kennedy's strength as a politician and as a person.
The reason that he has been able to help deliver voting rights and immigration rights and helped people who are vulnerable is because he fights. He fights for what he thinks is right.
Just as he has fought year after year to try to make the changes that will benefit our nation and the world, I know that he's going to fight with all of his might.
Senator Kennedy is a real fighter. We all know that.
The same strength with which he has spoken so many times in this chamber will be the strength that he'll draw on, hopefully, and we all pray for his recovery.
Ted has spent his entire life caring for those in need. It's time for those of us who love Ted and his family to care for them and join in prayer to give them strength.
You just heard Senators Obama, Clinton, Specter, Warner, and Durbin, Republicans and Democrats. West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd, the only senator who served longer than Kennedy, grew especially emotional yesterday on the Senate floor.
My thoughts and my humble prayers are with Senator Kennedy my dear friend Ted.
Senator Kennedy is expected to rest at home this weekend and begin treatment next week. His absence will surely be felt on the Hill. He's played some role in almost every piece of social welfare or health legislation passed since the mid-1960s. In fact, signing is scheduled today for a bill barring the use of genetic information by employers and health insurers, a bill that Kennedy worked to get passed for more than a decade.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.